The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is Jethel Silverwing of the Jethel Silverwing Show for Tuesday, June 9th. 2009. With me as always, my love, my wife, my girl downstairs, it's Chocolate Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
Hey, Elkin, how are you doing today?
Oh, good. I'm killing piggies.
Oh, God, you're still after it, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Big piggies, little piggies.
Oh, I know. I went after it for like 4 days straight.
I have enough pristine boar tusks to make couple thousand necklaces, I think.
I don't know, anyone else having problems with the poorly contained rage from the Lauren Legend Boar Fiend? Oh my god, I cannot seem to find this thing, neither can you.
And it's findable, I've seen it on the broker, they want lots of plat for it.
Well, of course they want lots of plat for it, it's super rare. The poorly contained rage of a boar fiend. It's very rare. I've seen comments on it from other boards because I was, trying to look up, God, is it just me? But no, everyone's having a really hard time finding it. That's why when you see it on the broker, it's a fair amount of plat.
Oh, they're saying 7.58 plat last they looked. That's probably, I don't know. I haven't looked.
You want to see something neat?
Well, of course.
Okay, let me leave my house here. Come to the... Shoot, is it that one? I'm trying to remember.
You're going to make me leave the piggies?
I am. Okay, fine. Yeah. Don't then. I don't care. But I want to... I was trying to send him a tell earlier to let him know I was doing this, but he's AFK. Person I met at the Festival of Unity by the name of Lexander. Mm-hmm. I suppose this... kind of a twist on Lysander from Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yes.
But it's Lexander. Mm-hmm. Trying to remember the actual address. I'm trying to find it here. It is one of the 5-room houses. Let me try this one. I can't remember. But he has got some of the neatest stuff set up in his house. Nope, not that one.
You mean decorations?
Yeah. He says he had somebody else do it for him, but it's so nice. I just wanted to feature it on the show here. God, it's not that one. Maybe it's yours. Maybe it's over by your house. Your old house, I should say. Let's see here. I got to use some more writs and stuff. I don't have enough status to buy crap.
I just dumped half of mine into the guild hall, and that was a couple million status. I know. I need to go out and... I'm loaded. I just stopped off to, kick some boar butt.
There it is. Okay, yeah. He's at 5 Karana Court. It's under Lexander. Lexander. L-E. Let me go in here. He actually has a room upstairs. The upstairs is his bedroom. His little romantic suite. And he has a bathroom with a shower up there. But the only thing, you know, we got joking about it while we were visiting the other day, and the only thing the person seemed to have forgotten who put it together was there are no knobs. How do you turn it on? Is it pressure sensitive?
It's pressure sensitive, yes. Pressure sensitive.
I mean, in the shower area in the Kithacore spa, I actually put in knobs. It's a scroll.
Maybe he just didn't have any scrolls to use.
Perhaps.
You know?
Yes, he was talking about his collection of books, and I told him he needed to check yours out. Oh, yeah. This place is great. Which mirrors are these? These can't be the vampiric mirrors. See, then the ornate mirror. Those are nice-looking mirrors.
Ornate mirrors?
Ornate mirror. They look just like the vampiric mirrors, except they're actual reflecting mirrors.
I think those are trade skill faction mirrors.
Oh, I see.
Think
I'll have to look it up.
I'd have to check Dim Mom's site real fast.
But yeah, I'm checking out his place right now. He's got a toilet, and it looks pretty neat. He even has a roll of toilet paper. This is well done. This is really well done. The shower area, of course, there's no knob, but he has some. It looks like they're the dirty bed rolls, but he has them like half stuffed into the wall, so it looks like there's a pile of towels. So that's cool. And then, of course, he has his wardrobe there, and he's got one of those beds with the white curtains. The pristine ironwood canopy.
Yeah.
He's got it turned around, so it looks like it's a closed wardrobe. They're just for decoration. And there's a basin here with perfumes and a mirror. And it's really nice. So where's that? 5 Bale Court. I believe I said 5 Bale Court under Lexander. He's probably going to kill me for having people invade his house, but it's his own fault for not being there when I send him a message. And he's using the new cherry wood stuff that you can get from the station cache area.
Yeah.
Looks really nice.
I used a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. I don't have the bedroom set, but I bought like 2 of the dining room sets. He's got a nice reading area.
I have a boar fleen. Spleen? That's new.
A spleen?
I have a spleen.
Okay, then. You got guest quarters. I mean, you can tell by the look of the place that he is kin with Jethel. He is a ladies' man.
I better stay out of there, then.
He is a ladies' man. That's probably why I like him. Huh? I'm not sure what he's trying to do here with this with the hidden room, the little hidden room. I'm not sure. Maybe this is just storage. I don't know, but he has like a swinging noose and some wall. Yeah, this is probably just a storage area. I'm
gonna get on. Or that's there. His dungeon.
No. It's not even set up like that. He has stuff. It's like storage, but it's just, you know, it's set up neatly instead of just thrown in there. So I guess it's just a storage room. But yeah, his place looks really nice. 5 Bale Court on the Antonia Bale server.
I'm sad about my place.
Why? What's wrong with your place now?
Well, I only have like 4 empty spots. And it's not like I have a bunch of elaborately decorated areas in there. I have my fish tank and
right.
And the thing to mar, you know, Emar. Mm-hmm. You know. But other than that, you know, I've got all my quested items in there. And my the books don't count. And yeah, I made some, you know, interesting bookshelves for them to be in, but it's not that many items, but damn, and I've already used an extension.
Yep. You know, there's
but
just
you look at the walls and stuff, and what it is, it's all the heritage and all the L&Ls,
yep.
and all the little things that I've picked up along the way that are quested, mm-hmm. rewards, that's in there. I don't know. I mean, if I do any decorating, I guess I can't have any of my normal, this is what I've been working for since I've been here stuff.
Yeah, I mean, those kind of things really should really shouldn't count toward your item count. Your reward
heritage
items.
Questus.
Yeah, the heritage items really shouldn't count, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's either that or I really wish they'd let us have one more extension. I mean, I'd pay double if I could. Just so, you know, could put a few little finishing touches here and there. And
yeah. I know with the guild hall, there are some, our guild hall has some bear areas. Our guild hall has some bear areas that I really wish that we could fill up, but we're done.
Well, you know,
we're out of
some
space.
Of the halls that we've looked at and the way they've decorated, I keep thinking, how in the heck did they get all this stuff in here? And we can't.
It's because we have a lot of little things. That's what it is. And if you look at some of the stuff in other people's halls, they've actually increased the size quite a lot on those individual items to fill the room. Where I left some of our stuff at, you know, regular size. Yeah,
but still, it's decorated with, you know, elaborate things.
Mm-hmm.
That one that had split levels of, what was that one guild you went in? They had, each of the rooms, they'd split it into upper and lower, and
yeah.
They had stairs going up to each. I mean, that's a lot of items, the stairs alone.
Oh, that was the Knights of the Holy Storm Hall that we visited
last
week. Yeah,
that was cool. Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, they split up the large rooms into two floors. It was cool.
How did they do that and not run out of space?
Couldn't tell you. But I guess it's just a matter of decorating and using.
I don't know.
I mean, our place, really, everything that we have is rather compacted into small areas. I suppose if I actually made the place, if I made, like, the bank area larger, you know, increase the size of the walls and stuff like that. But right now, I have everything, you know, kind of compact.
It looks proportional. Then you go. If you go too much bigger, you're going to be unproportional. You know what I mean?
Now, I have always said this, you know, with the, you know, you take a look at the Freeport houses and the Neriac houses, just the regular housing, smaller rooms. And I found those actually easier to decorate. The Kinos housing has much larger rooms, and I find it more difficult to try to fit stuff in there. I do love this. I'm going through our arena, the new arena in our guild hall that True Flight put together.
I love that.
He did such a great job on this.
It looks a lot better than the first one we started out with. The first one we started out was cool.
Well, he did that one too. But
I know.
But now we have it's kind of a pit. It's a pit arena.
Well, we can always redo the kitchen and see if we can use less. Have somebody else do it this time.
I'm still not happy with the bank area. I mean, it looks kind of nice and all, but I don't know. I think I'm going to redo it.
I got to watch my health up here when hunting these boars. I'm hunting dangerously today. If anybody knows what I mean when I say I am hunting with the choker, they'll know. Because I don't have a healer with me, so I really got to watch what I'm doing.
Yeah, True Fight's right. True Fight just said in our OOC channel that the arena and the spa take up quite a bit. The spa, I mean, it's just all these rocks. I use God. There have to be 50 of these stones here.
Well, maybe you need to rearrange them and come up with something different.
Maybe.
But then again, there's some new stuff coming out, so...
Yeah, there's new stuff coming out. We're probably going to redo things again anyway.
I saw one of the things that Den Mom had. I'd have to jump over to her site real quick. Let me... Borphine hoof. Oh, boy. At least I got a chest out of it. What's in the chest? Quill skin. Yeah, I'll find somebody to use that. Let me go check Den Mom's site real quick. Because she's got a... She's been working her little buns off over on Tess, which I should go over there. But I never seem to find the time, even though I've copied myself over. She's got a listing of all the books that are coming out, what tiers. it seems like every other tier they lay flat or stand up.
Oh yeah, like Trista said there, the grassy patches without the grassy knolls without right. without tree without the bugs.
Yeah, they're absolutely flat, and there's no mound on them. At least this is what I'm seeing.
Well, I'm definitely going to be replacing the ones in our meeting hall, or at least some of them.
Now, as far as just rocks, I mean, the only rocks that they've got coming are ones that look like the nodes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's not going to work for you. You don't think you want rocks that look like nodes?
Not really, no. But, shoot.
What was I thinking?
But there's a lot of plants. This is like the garden thing coming.
You're starting to break up, hon. Are you in a hut, in a area where maybe you might want to turn your settings down, or?
No, I'm fine. My house, somebody's out here doing shit. Maybe that's why.
What's that?
That somebody else came out here hunting, but no, that shouldn't affect anything. But anyway, this is got a lot of garden stuff coming.
Mm-hmm.
Flowers, rocks, deer. See a deer.
Oh yeah.
See trees. See different trees. Oh, yeah. Logs. Little snake women.
Oh, cool. So people can start decorating their outdoor scenes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a buck, a turtle, vines.
Vines?
Yes. The little dark fae type creatures.
Uh-huh.
There's one of those in this. Palms, fronds, toadstools, little toadstool guy. It's just really nice stuff.
Domino just said in the OGR channel that there are three house items that look like rock nodes coming from the live event.
Right. But you're looking for stuff you can lay down flat.
Hmm.
Right?
I guess. Well, you know, we'll take a look. And to answer Lyra's question, I bet I can answer before Domino does. They don't want stuff from the station cache things being placed in the guild halls because you're spending real money for them. And then, you know, what happens if, you know, somebody... You know, and somebody set as the... The trustee in the hall can move it around and crap, and maybe you don't want them to touch your stuff. You know, it's, you know, station cast items are paid for by the people buying them, you know, with real money, and you know, you don't want anything to happen to them. I guess. I mean, unless Domino tells me otherwise, I'm pretty sure that's what it is. You know, what happens if your guild gets ninja folded? You know. So you got a bunch of crap in the guild hall, and guild leader decides to flip out and close the guild on you. Boom, you've lost your stuff.
I think that's probably the main reason more than anything. You know, unless... it says Hrothgar posted about it once.
You know, it's kind of like the... it's kind of like the real altars.
Right, they give an unfair advantage. Right. The real altars give an unfair advantage to those we have not done the deity quests. Or gone to the higher level areas to get the, you know, the finished higher end deity altar that gives you better return.
Mm-hmm.
So that's understandable.
And I'm going to just state for the record, and I know the answer to this already, but Domino would love to have you on her show. Oh, Domino.
She's probably still scared of you.
God, I did scare the crap out of her at San Diego.
I'll be coming to Fanfare. I'll keep him under lock and key, okay, Domino?
Domino, give me a hug! And she just like, ah! I think she actually shoved someone in front of her. No! Let's face it, folks, I am a large individual, and seeing someone large coming at you really fast is probably kind of frightening. I'm quick on my feet, actually. I have been told I freak people out when I run at them, because I can run pretty quick. It's like, oh my god, he's gonna hit me! But can you imagine our guild hall without the bugs? It would be a lot quieter.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk to Domino there and see how she feels. She's going to have to feel comfortable enough, and we don't, we're not going to push her.
Or maybe we can just, we'll just contact Brenlo and go, Brenlo, tell her to do it.
No, 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 no. Sorry.
Fanfare is approaching.
Speaking of fanfare, do we have anything upstairs that I can use to put my clothes in, or am I carrying them on the plane in my arms?
Probably in your arm. No, we'll stop somewhere and get a.
What are you taking?
I'm taking my duffel bag.
Okay. Well, what about that little thing you brought home that's over there by the TV?
Thing I brought home?
Yeah.
What thing would that be?
Well, it looks like a little suitcase.
Thing?
Yeah.
That's right. I do have a black suitcase, don't I?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's over there by the TV.
It is?
In between the TV and the cedar chest.
Huh?
Cedar chest. Okay. And then next to it is the chest of drawers with the TV on top.
Hold on.
And in between, there's this black thing. He's going
up. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, you can use that.
I can use that?
Yeah, I'm just going to use my duffel bag.
Okay, you use your duffel bag. I'll use that.
Actually, why don't you use the duffel bag? It's got more room than the black bag.
No. Now, listen to me. I'm going to be using my bag of the Tinkerer.
Oh, so you can just...
That's going to be my purse.
I see.
So, fanfare is coming, and I gotta warn you, hon. I have to warn you. Mm. I have been warned by several people, all of them women, that...
I know, they're all going to back you into a corner.
No, one of them asked me, it's like, I know you're in, you know, real life married to Eloquent Jenna. How would she feel about me running up, jumping in your arms, and giving you a big kiss?
And I'm like, I'd probably be asking, where's mine?
Exactly. I keep telling them, you know, I don't think she'd mind. She'd probably want to join in. So?
I figure maybe I'll just start a kissing booth there for you.
Yeah,
and make a little money on the side, man.
Sure, why not? Matter of fact, I'll have my hair in a ponytail, and I'll paint a little scar across my eye, and I'll go as Lucan. Curse Lucan de Lair!
Oh, God.
You, wench, kiss Lucan de Lair!
Have you got your CDs made yet?
Actually, that's what I'm going to be doing after I'm done the show tonight. I got to make up a playlist. And I gotta make it.
Okay, Shiver's gonna give me a kiss instead.
That's
so maybe
fine.
We'll have a we'll get them lined up. You get yours, I'll get mine.
Okay. I tell you what, you get True Flight, Shiver, Hoopy, and Drell, and then I'll get all my girls, and the rest of it goes beyond the rating of this show.
Oh God. Yep, hugs are free.
HUD wants a hug from Elkman.
I want a hug from Ro and HUD.
Oh, just kiss him. Kiss him.
So you got your business cards.
Yeah.
I don't think I need any. What am I going to say? You know, I'm with him.
Well, I told you what we should do is just make you the exact same business card that I made for me. Except what we do is we cross off my name and write Eloquent Jenna in crayon.
In crayon. Why do I have to be in crayon? That's why I just don't quite figure out why.
Because
in crayon.
It's funny.
Now, if Delmon showed up with business cards written in crayon, now that's funny.
That would be funny. Matter of fact, I think I'll order some business cards for Delmon. Be like, me, Delmon, give beer. I'm being told to remind people that whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Unless we bring it to the show.
Right. Or as the Drunken Dwarf said on his 2007 plug for the fanfare, remember what happens in Vegas gets broadcast on online gaming radio!
That's about right.
Mm-hmm. So we had fun with the Festival of Unity.
Yeah, you got bought again.
Yep.
You weren't the highest sold. I mean, but that's what happens when you go first.
I know. I should have been.
You always have to go first.
The highest bidder, I can't remember the name of her, but apparently she's very well known for her artwork and SIGs and stuff like that. And it was said that if you got her, she was going to custom do a portrait and a SIG, I believe, as a signature file. And she went for 150 plat.
Mm-hmm. They cut it off at 150.
Yeah, they said that was
enough. It was just, keep going and going and going. It was just like crazy. Right.
But I would love to see some of the signatures that she's done. Just wow. Matter, I got bought by Jazalyn, who was an alt of Jolin, and I've got to meet with her, take some screenshots, and I told her I'd be doing. I said as part of mine, I'd be making a 3D model and a portrait and a SIG as well. But apparently, this Ixar SIGs are better than mine. So, like I said, I would like to see her stuff, but I can't remember the name. I'm sure if I go to the Festival of Unity website, they probably have it listed there.
I was too late to get in on being auctioned, and there was nobody interesting to buy.
Unfortunately.
So, I did hit on this ogre, but he was married, darn it.
Krugger. Yeah, you don't want Krugger.
You sure?
Renzi is asking me if it was Annery. It's possible, something like that, I don't know. But HUD was ordered not to buy any of the Legion of Kithgrow girls that may be up on the auction, because last year he bought them all to save them from soiling their virtue.
We didn't. There was no Kithgrow girls. You were the only one from Kithgrow, wasn't there?
No, last year.
This year, though.
Right, this year I was the only one. But then I had my kissing booth. And I've got to say, what a rousing success it was. Yeah, right.
Especially when Clump comes up and plants one on you.
Actually, I planted one on him. He was just joking.
He chose. He didn't want me. He wanted the bow of Kithagor, so.
So.
And that's your thing.
So, yeah, I had a lineup of girls. I had to stop after a while because it was just, honestly, it died down. And
not to mention what Fem did to you.
God.
That was hilarious.
I'm going to get her back, too. But, yeah.
What, you're not going to talk about it? How she psyched you out and made
you kiss her? Oh, sure, sure, sure. I'll talk about it. Now, you got to understand that Fem is a high elf. Jethel is not real thrilled with high elves. It goes back to being in Kelithin and the high elves believing that they were so much better than the wood elves. And the high elves basically believe that the wood elves were born into this world to serve them. And so Jethel really doesn't have a time for a lot of high elves. But Fem is different. Fem has always been very kind to him. And has actually counseled him when he's feeling down a few times. And she's actually been rather nice. So Jethel is attracted to her. You know, being the first... Fem's like the first high elf that Jethel's had the hots for. So he sees her in line. And it's like, oh, I get to kiss Fem. Oh, yes. And Fem comes up and she role-played. She didn't actually give me anything, but she role-played... plopping a satchel of platinum down on the counter and asked me to close my eyes and pucker up. So, I close my eyes, I pucker up, she scoops a piglet off the ground and makes me kiss it. Yeah.
And then... to your utter disgust. You're trying to find something to wipe your
mouth.
Oh,
yeah. I'm like, I gotta wipe this pig off my mouth. So I grab Spindle. Spindle the Ratonga, and I just wipe my mouth all over him. And he's like, ah! What the hell?
Soft fur, you know.
Well, he looked like a towel. He looked like a towel to me.
Well, in that day's confusion, I could see why.
So, yeah, so Jethel ended up wiping his mouth on Spindle. It was funny. At least I thought it was funny anyway. Apparently he didn't think it was funny. Well, in OOC, Tosta was cracking up. She loved it. Well, that was just too damn funny. Let me wipe this off!
It was just a prank. I know. It was funnier than heck.
But, yeah. I'm gonna be getting her back.
Can't be saying that. She's listening.
She knows I'm going to get her back. She just doesn't know what I'm going to do. So I'm keeping that secret. But anyway, well, she kind of has to know that I'm going to be getting her back for what I am doing. She just doesn't know what.
Okay. You know she's going to be watching her back every time she turns around now.
Oh, I'm sure. So, what else we got to talk about?
SOU Podcast 64 out as of today within the last few hours.
Oh,
it
really?
Is so hot.
Hot?
It is hot. Hot off the press, baby. And you can get that at station.sony.com/podcast.vm. And they actually talked to Radar X, who is now the community manager of Pox Nora.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool. They talked to a new community guy from SWIG, who's very passionate about working for SWIG.
Well, now what is SWIG?
Star Wars Galaxy.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, what the hell is SWIG? I mean, you don't know what, you know, some of these things are.
I don't play Star Wars Galaxy, but he is very passionate about working with the community over there.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually in there playing the game, learning it along with the rest of the players, and is very accessible. And I mean, it would make me curious to go play Star Wars.
I tried it when it first came out, and back then I didn't like it, and they admit it. You know, when I went down to San Diego and stuff, they admitted when Star Wars Galaxies first came out, it really wasn't that great. But they really turned it around. And those who stuck with it are really, really enjoying it.
Well, they've got one heck of a community guy over there. He is really enthusiastic and very passionate about what he's doing. It's not to say that the rest of the community managers are not passionate and involved with what they're doing. He's brand new, and it's refreshing, I think. We're just used to everybody now.
Hmm.
So I wish him luck. I should get his name out, shouldn't I? Give me a second here.
Hmm.
I'll tell you who they interviewed. He's from Texas, I believe. Roger Finney, P-I-L-N-E-Y.
Okay.
Dracul is his handle.
Okay.
So if you're going to fanfare for SWIG, make sure you look him up. I'm pretty sure he's going to be there. And HUD's finally here. And we're going to kill piggies together.
Piggies!
I will say, you know, one of the reasons I'm up here in the dining area is there's a name that shows up that I pop once in a while. And I got Rowena a nice neck piece.
Ah, cool.
So I'm going to, HUD, if you're listening, hang on a second. I'm going to switch mounts and everything. So
The Borfiend's poorly contained rage is currently going for 5 plat 50 gold on the Atonia Vale server.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I'm tempted. what's the reward?
I don't know. It's the LNI thing. Legends and lore.
Well, yeah, that means it's a trophy of some kind.
Right. And then I'm going to mention him. And then, of course, you get the Sinister Strike added to your Sinister Strike line.
Hmm.
So.
That's right. I forgot about that. I forgot. So many things in life can be written off by just saying, I forgot. Too many people are afraid to say, I forgot. And just think of some of the things that you can get away with if you just tell the officer who's arresting you, I'm sorry, officer, I forgot it was against the law to smoke marijuana.
What?
Sorry, it's an old Steve Martin joke. It's an old Steve Martin routine. I'm sorry, I forgot it was against the law to drive the wrong way in a one-way street and hit a station wagon full of nuns. Actually, the station wagon full of nuns thing is actually from Bob Newhart. He tries to get out of a traffic violation. He was going the wrong way and down a runway street. And I'm sorry. And he's like, I'm sorry, sir. You, in the court of law, there is one simple rule that cannot be denied, and that is your testimony can be trumped by a station wagon filled with nuns.
So heads up here, I'm making him pull. He's got a white unicorn. He's all dressed in shiny armor. Now if Rowan would just get out of Split Paw and come on out, give her the necklace too. Where is she now? Rowan, where are you? Nope, she's in the hall.
Yes, she is. She's in the hall. Coming this Christmas to a theater near you. You think she's behind the couch. You're wrong. This year, Rowan is in the hall.
Da, da, da. I had to start doing promos for, like, non-existent movies.
Yeah, you're supposed to.
Be like, you know.
I do like the fact that I can open up the guild window and throw an invite to somebody without having to type.
Well, that's that's my guild window. I put that modification in there.
No.
That's not the default window, hon.
I know, but it's always been. I mean, that's something they added, you know?
Who did?
Sony, to be...
No. Able to, that's my that? Guild window.
You did that?
Yes, the default window does not have that.
Oh, well, I like it. They should do it. They should.
There you go, folks at Sony. If anyone is listening in charge of the UI, actually, is it Nobrin? Doesn't Nobrin do the UI?
I thought Nobrin is.
I'm not sure, but
customer stuff.
But we know Domino is listening. Domino, if you can just pass this along. Group invite in the guild window.
I thought that was one of their mods.
No, that's mine. What? That's mine.
I love it. I've always loved it. I think it's so great.
Oh, wait a minute. True Flight saying someone... No. I've run the default before and they don't have that. Oh, they added it a month ago? Oh. I haven't run the default in a while. Maybe they have added it already.
Well, in any case, I really like it. It makes it easy.
This year, coming to a theater.
Oh, we saw Up, speaking of movies.
Up?
Up. You can tell them how much of a fit I pitched.
Well, let me ask you something. Is the boy playing WoW?
No, he's not, but he's online. Why, do I keep breaking up?
They're saying in the chat every once in a while in the chat area that we're warbling.
Warbling.
We're warbling. This Christmas.
No.
Come here, this Christmas.
Anyway. But yeah, we saw Up this weekend. In 3D. Wait a minute. 3D. And, yeah, I've got to admit, I had never seen one of the new. I had never seen one of the new digital 3Ds. I hadn't seen one of them. Okay.
I had pitched a fit.
Mao Su is actually. Mao Su was telling me that it's a it is not default on the UI for that.
So, if Sony should want to do that, I think it's an excellent mod to the thing. I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not the only one that's put that mod in there. So, I mean, I took the idea from somebody else and added it to mine. So.
Okay, so going back to...
Anyway, I liked it. I thought it was pretty cool. I was blown away by the 3D in this.
That's why I pitched a fit when we ended up showing up and trying to buy tickets for the 2D, and I was like, no, we're not going to see this thing in 2D, or I don't want to see it.
No, I don't think I would have enjoyed it as much in 2D.
That's why. Yeah, they've refined the 3D experience.
Yeah,
and I
really
like the fact that they're not using the little paper glasses anymore. They're using real glasses.
Right.
So it's extremely wonderful to go watch.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly they do for these glasses, but they're tempered in a certain way or polarized in a certain way that make the images three-dimensional on the screen. Of course, I took off the glasses during the show just to see what it looked like on the screen.
Yeah.
And it really...
It's not that distorted.
It's really not all that distorted. You could watch the movie without the glasses, but, you know, faraway things are very blurry, and close-up things are very blurry, and stuff like that. But the glasses, apparently, are polarized to take that blurriness and replicate near far. So it's actually pretty cool. And one of the things I noticed as we were leaving, I still had my glasses on, and one of the little kids behind me had his on. And I looked at him, and you get a weird effect when you're looking at each other with the glasses. You know, the lenses actually kind of shimmer. So that's kind of cool, too. You know, it's kind of like They Live.
Yeah.
You get the glasses, like, whoa, you can see this with the glasses on. I'm not trying to dang glasses. Put the glasses on. I'm here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
But I will say one thing about Disney movies. I'm terrible for Disney movies, okay? I sit down and watch a Disney movie. I know sometime during the movie I'm going to be sitting there going, you know, and trying to stifle these tears.
Yeah,
well, the beginning of this movie was great, except I had to grab Jethel's hand and squeeze it half out of his.
It damn near broke my thumb.
Well, hon, I was really trying to keep myself from going into a full boo-hoo, cry-out, you know, heart-wrenching thing, you know. I was really fighting it. It was that bad. It took me a while to get under control. It was just terrible. I mean, if I could have busted down and let the tears flow, it would have been terrible. I'm serious. Oh, my God. And I'm sitting there going, no, I can't do this. I can't cry. Everybody's going to turn around and look at me. Oh, my God. And then there's one other little part later on where you kind of stifle the tears and stuff, but it's not as bad.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Akesha's like, yeah, instead you squeezed my hand until I cried.
Yeah.
You broke my thumb. That's okay. She gave me the bucket of popcorn after that. So.
Yeah, well, because I thought I was going to choke.
Aww.
Pad, come back here and get this name, damn it. Oh, he's got another piggy. Not the right one.
The piggy.
The named piggy's up.
Whoa, the piggy.
Oh. Speaking of which, I should trade that to her. Is that it? Yeah. There we go. Other than that, the movie was really good. I thought. It was good. It was like, we went and saw Aliens, Monsters vs. Aliens, Eric and I did. And we enjoyed that one too, and it was in 3D. So if you get a chance to see the Disney 3D, or Pixar 3D.
Disney Pixar presents.
Anything that gives you the glasses, go for it. I mean, it's... I'm breaking up again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we get a music break of some kind here? And we will reset our Skype connections. Let's see. What am I going to play? Legion of Kethagore theme, I think. I haven't played that actually during the show in a while.
Yeah, Monsters vs. Aliens was DreamWorks.
I haven't seen that. It just looked too silly for me.
Yeah, you might have not liked it.
So let's see here. We'll do the Legion of Kethagore theme. We'll do the History of Norath. Yeah, I think that was really funny, actually, when Eric told me that his history class is having him listen to Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Well, they're getting to create their own song.
Oh, yeah?
But they have to mention other points of history.
Ah, I see. All right, well, let's see here. Da 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 da, blah 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 blah. And I hate this. Ever since that damn search thing by Microsoft, you know, the desktop search, ever since that thing installed, every time I open up a folder, it takes forever because it's reading the contents of the folder.
Discontinue it. Disengage it. I disengaged it down here on mine. I didn't like it.
Hmm?
Arcane Masters just got... Somebody from Arcane Masters just got...
Laid?
No, they're mythical.
Oh, yay!
Dragon Rider.
Well, congratulations to Dragon Rider. Oh, Dragon Rider is one of the people who won the Where's the Drunken Dwarf from the Festival of Unity.
Yeah, I know.
All right, well, we're going to take a little music break here. We're going to reset our Skype connections and do our business and blah, 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 blah. That live update should be out pretty soon, shouldn't it?
What, 52?
Yeah, still on test.
It's just hit the test server. It's not too long.
What?
Oh, Rowan and Hud came up, and one of those stupid things just dropped.
Things?
Yeah. The poorly contained rage.
Okay.
Rowan won the need roll. She wants to know if she should give it to you.
No, if she wants to give it away to you, for crying out loud. I'm fine.
They're teasing me with it, see? Well, I can tell you what you get. Let's see, where is that stupid thing? Begin to study. Accept. What do I get? It is a thingy. It is a... Are you got to be kidding me?
What?
It's a shovel!
Oh. I'll screw it.
Oh, for pity's sakes! I already have a shovel on the friggin' wall. Well, now I have two shovels on the wall.
Nah, I can do without a shovel.
Here, I'll show it in the OGR channel here. Yeah, Borfine Refuge Shovel. So we ended up picking the poop up on that one.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they're not sure if they should congratulate me or not.
Yeah.
It's a shovel picking up poo.
I love Katrina's reaction. Oh, that's spiffy.
Big poo scooper.
Apparently, yes.
Oh, my God. Well, we finally got one to drop. Hud still needs one, too. He's having a rough time up here of two rangers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But they're two beautiful rangers, Hud. Take advantage!
Tell me he's got double trouble.
You're a barbarian. You have assets. One asset at least.
His armor.
Oh, yeah.
Hud says he doesn't need it.
His armor?
No. I guess the thingy. I don't know. They're teasing me. I forgot what dropped that. He pulled a bunch of things in. But it does drop, so we've seen it. So anyway, we get another one and nobody needs it. You can have a pig poo scooper. Don't you want a pig poo scooper?
No, I'm good, thanks. I could probably use the experience, you know, okay, for my achievement experience, but that's about it, really.
So we still got, let's see, with 52, they have the, they're going, that's one thing I don't understand. They're supposed to be also changing the names of her spells. So it's like one name, but different degrees of the same thing. So with the research assistant coming, that can research spells.
Mm-hmm.
What? Because before you used to be able to get, you know, master level, a master level spell for that level. What's going to happen now? What will it be called?
I don't know. Ask Domino. I don't know these things, hon. I just go with the flow. They change something and I go with it.
I'm looking forward to it, and I can get some of the other masters that I haven't been able to get.
Hmm.
I don't mind waiting a whole month. It's better than not seeing it on the broker at all. What?
I don't know.
We did report that we had our hot tub fixed, right?
I'm not sure we did, actually. But yes, the hot tub is fixed. We've been enjoying it.
That was impressive. I went to give it away and the guy came and fixed it.
That was funny.
That was really nice of him.
Yeah. I mean, he could have just kept his mouth shut. There it is. I'm not going to tell them.
No, we went and fixed it. That's one thing we haven't talked about. People who've died this week. Specifically one.
Who did I miss?
David Carradine.
That's right, David Carradine, Grasshopper.
And the reports about his death are still...
I heard rumor that he committed suicide.
Well, no. I mean... The family's having their own investigation. They're trying to get the FBI involved. There was a picture released by the Thailand, Tibet, Thailand, a Thailand paper. Is it Thailand he was in?
I don't know. Anyway,
and it shows him, you know, with the rope around his neck hanging, you know, but his hands were tied up behind his head.
Hmm.
So, there's something funny going on. They're calling it erotic asphyxia.
Uh-huh.
But if his hands are up behind his head, how in the heck?
No, if his hands were tied behind his head, there's no way he could have done it.
So, we're just going to have to wait and see. They're doing their own autopsy and everything, and I haven't seen anything else. I don't know... I mean, I don't see him killing himself, you know? I just don't. He didn't seem to be that type of person. I mean, I don't know if you grew up watching Kung Fu or not.
No, I didn't. I had no idea who David Carradine was, really, until
You're kidding.
God, well, he was in some movie. Anyway.
Thailand.
No. No, the, I never watched Kung Fu.
I grew up watching it.
Just wasn't my thing, I guess.
It was one of the more different, it was more like a, well, it was Oriental Western, because he was, you know, Kwai Jang, I can't say his name now, but he was into the Oriental arts and that sort of stuff, and yet it was during Western times. Mm. Yeah, the original was in Western, and then they did it again, and it was in modern times. I didn't watch that one. I like the Western one better.
Kwai Chang Hung.
No, Quang. Kwai. Well,
that's what Kwai. I was saying.
Not Hung. Was it Hung?
I don't know.
So what have you been doing this week in game?
I met some people in the Festival of Unity, and then I've been getting invited to taverns and stuff like that. Just socializing, really.
Kane. Kwai Chan Kane. There we go.
Okay.
And how's that been going?
Well, pretty well, pretty well. Ended up in a hot tub the other day playing Truth or Dare.
Yeah, but you said they called it something else.
They called it, what was it, Quests and Capers. Which I think is actually a good idea. I think we ought to have Quest and Capers night with the Legion of Kethakor, and, you know, invite friends and stuff.
Sounds like it'd be fun.
It is. We had a good time. And of course, the maturity level of the dares and stuff like that would depend on, you know, the people. Yeah, they'd have to come to some kind of agreement. I say we kept it pretty... I would say we kept it PG-13, maybe.
That's pretty good if you guys were in a hot tub doing it.
Well, maybe it was a soft R. Oh, yeah. I know what I need to do.
What?
I need to start doing some writs here. I actually, you know, with all the halls and stuff I have visited this week, mm-hmm. I've actually been wanting to move back to a tier 5. I mean, not a tier 5. To a 5-room house.
Yeah.
Just because, God, they've given me such great ideas. Every house I've been to this week has just had some great stuff. And I'm trying to do some of these things in my 3-room house, and it's just not working. I don't have the room.
You're funny.
I know. I have moved more in this game than I think I actually have in real life, and I've lived in a lot of places.
The thing is, if you're not moving, or you're not decorating, you're shopping for new outfits.
I know. I swear I'm not gay!
I'm serious, hon. I mean... Jethel kind of worries me sometimes.
He's bored. I told you I didn't want to get to level 80.
You need to go hunting.
I don't enjoy hunting. I really don't. Not when there's, you know, quite literally nothing to gain from it. So, ooh, I can get AAs, but I don't enjoy hunting, so what are the good of these AAs going to do for me? You know?
Well, yeah,
you know, before I get the rush order, I may want to actually get the sandpaper. God. Silicate sandpaper, buy a stack.
Yeah, that helps.
It does help, actually. Here we go. Now it's time for Jethel to work his wood.
You gonna make me some arrows?
I'm doing rush orders.
Well, can you make me some... Fairlight Bodkin arrows again. I'm running out again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to have them as badly as I did before because I'm not off raiding anymore.
Yeah, see, you reached the end game too, haven't you?
No. I mean, if there's a raid and they need a DPS ranger to go in, I'll go.
Mm-hmm. Clorny is wanting me to plug getting something better than Grunderwear, meaning our naked default outfits. I still say, okay, if you don't want to make the females topless or something like that, maybe something a little more, I mean, in EQ1, if you went around naked in EQ1, you actually had something that looked decent.
Bathing suit.
Well, yeah, the girls had the bathing suit, the guys had a vest and pants. Now, I do like the fact that the males actually can take their shirts off now. I like that.
I think we need bathing suits.
Yeah, I mean, you know, put the women in, you know, the standard bikini, or instead of, you know, a full, instead of the full shirt and the full pants, you know, show off a little leg or something. I'm not saying take it to R. They're not
rags when we're naked.
Pretty much. But, you know, I'm not saying, okay, I've pretty much given up on the whole, you know, bring it to Age of Conan level.
They'll never do,
because I don't think they're ever going to do that, because they want to keep their rating.
Yes.
But maybe a little more revealing or something. You know, one of the things that frustrates me, and I know you've said it too, is with the females in the non-Soga models, you have a full body tattoo and stuff like that you can have, you know, depending on your race, but you can't see it. What's the point of having it?
I think they could go as revealing as the avatars in WoW and still retain the rating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, WoW does it. They still have their PG whatever teen rating.
Yeah, do like a bra and panties type of thing.
And a naked night elf female can't be much more risque than anything else out there.
Yep, and you're really breaking up again.
I'm sorry.
I mean, you're breaking up to me. I mean, that
the kid's not on, and I don't know.
But anyway, yeah, I would love for there to be maybe even an alternative setting or something. I don't know, but I really do prefer the original models. There are some races I think look better in Soga, but not all of them. Certainly not all of them. The I think the Wood Elves are fine. The Wood Elves are better in Soga, as far as I'm concerned. I think they look more realistic. The Halflings, I think, look better in Soga.
I know, I like looking at you in Soga rather than...
Really?
Yeah, I do. You're too much of a little kid in the other one, I guess.
No, I don't look at it that way. But, I mean, you know, you look at my, you know, the 3D model that I make. And Jethel's into Soga. I mean, non-Soga. I like the full body tattoo. Either that or... I just think the Soga models are too skinny. You know, for the Wood Elves. They're way, way too skinny.
I mean, I'm running non-Soga right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Soga Ogres, I don't like at all, really. You know, I know it's supposed to make them look like the Asian version of what they believe an ogre looks like and stuff, and that's fine for them. But I really prefer the originals on that. I think the Soga dwarf men are fine, but the dwarf women are not, because the dwarf women do not have beards in Soga. Let's see. I think that's pretty much it. I mean, I run the halflings, and
well, maybe we'll find out this fanfare if they're still on planning on redoing the models.
Yeah, who knows?
At one point, they were talking about doing that, but I guess it just depends if they have the manpower to do it.
I think Domino right now is pulling her hair out. Don't mention that. We finally stopped getting questions about it.
Well, if they did it, they could redo a lot of other stuff that would make it easier for them to create new stuff. As it is now, it's when they create an article of clothing or whatever, they have to fit it to all the different characters.
Hmm. Now, I think the Soga models would be different in my eyes if they didn't paint the abs on.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? It's like, I mean, hey, like, look at him. Wow, those are actually painted on him. What the
if
hell?
If they could take the Soga head and put it on the other body, I think I'd be happy. I like the Soga faces.
Hmm.
But I like the on the guys. But I like my original look with the tattoos and stuff.
Hmm.
I'm not crazy about my carrot top hair, but,
yeah.
You know.
I've always said I prefer the Soga hair to the original hair.
Because it looks more natural.
I agree with Lyra. The dark elves in Soga really don't look very good.
No, they don't. But the dark elf males look better.
Hmm.
There's some hot looks for dark elf males in the Soga.
Hmm. So, that's my plug for the destruction of Grunderwear.
Grunderwear.
Okay, well, that's one rush order done. Yay!
Yay!
Now I probably have enough status to buy that house.
Probably not.
I was just short of it.
Oh.
Let's see. Yep. I need 250,000 status to buy that house, and I have 252 now. Ooh, I think Domino has hinted towards Soga models of gelatinous cubes.
Oh, that'll make Lyra happy.
Or would it?
As long as it's a cube, Lyra's happy.
She likes them cubes. Cubes! I gotta write a cube song. Just for Lyra.
Something to do with Jell-O. Oh, shit.
What are you saying, oh, shit, about?
HUD.
What about him? Here, you keep doing that. You keep giving me half. You keep giving me, you know, half a sentence. He what?
He died.
Well, stop it, HUD. You're not supposed to. What? Did he die in defense of a fair maiden?
Both of us.
Right, well, now, okay. Stupid. If he died,
we got another rage.
Well, good. Shit, maybe I ought to go down there with you guys. You seem to be getting them.
He ended up grabbing too many of them.
Oops.
I don't know if I've got that device that would revive him or not. Probably dumped it because I never could get the stupid thing to work.
Yeah. But no, if HUD died in defense of a maiden, then he is happy.
Yeah, I don't see it. I have a divining rod on me, but I don't have that other one. Oh. That other tinkered device.
I didn't do it. Hey, what's the name of that drink or something like that that actually knocks you out? It does a feigned death type of thing.
I have it in the bank.
In the guild bank or your bank?
In my bank. I don't remember. Nightcap or something like that. I forgot.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up.
Hair of the dog? Is that the one that makes you pass out?
Okay, Domino's saying hair of the dog. Is it Domino? No, I'm sorry. It wasn't Domino that said it, but everyone's saying hair of the dog, so. Alright. It's fun for RP.
Yeah, you can drink it and go poof. Now, there's a tinker device that's supposed to allow me to raise, to shock somebody back to life,
mm-hmm.
But I have never gotten it to work. Ever. Mm. Never, ever.
Well, that's weird.
And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. You don't use it on yourself because it says you can't. I tried using it on other people and nothing happens.
What are they, gnomish resuscitation paddles?
Yeah, something like that.
Clear!
Yeah.
I don't want a gnome doing that to me.
No, it'd be me.
Clear! Oh! I wasn't dead!
But,
Oh, sorry about that. maybe I ought to try it again. Clear! Nope! No! Yeah. Freaking no.
I have a high level one. Let's see if I can find the stupid thing. Tinkering, tinkering. I still am messing around with the filter. I never can get it right. That's tier 1, tier 2, default. Nope.
No, I don't know.
It's a thingamabob.
A thingamabob? Are you sure it's not a thingamajig?
No.
Alright, well.
I didn't know there was a higher level one. I mean, all I've got is, I don't know if anybody's got one on them.
I know not these things of which you speak.
It's terrible. I'm trying to... A technique. Okay, so if I pick tinkering and not pick anything, it should show me everything under tinkering, but it doesn't. Tinker gnomish pacemaker.
Yeah. This section of the Gentle Sibling Show has been brought to you by Lyra's House of Cubes, dedicated to saving the endangered cube species of Norrath.
Oh, it's a square? No. That one, the pacemaker gives you a chance of triggering your own type of res.
So you're not even going to let me finish my joke, are you?
What?
Lyra's House of Cubes, where every cube will thank you by saying...
That really sounded sick.
Lyra's House of Cubes.
That's really bad, huh?
Oh, brother. Lyra says cubes don't speak. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure.
They thought they made little squishy gobbly gibby,
yeah,
you know.
I thought for sure they went.
That's still disgusting.
Wow, you calling something I'm saying disgusting? That's a switch.
Okay, well, I've... What is that? I have something new I've never seen before. And
what's
I'm not
that?
Sure what it is.
What was that, huh?
Oh, it's for a quest. Rough Tent. I wish I could delete some of these things in here.
Delete what?
Different recipes I am no longer using.
No, you can... filter it, can't you?
Yeah, but I'm really... Somebody needs to create a guide on how to filter this thing.
Someone like... Den Mom, maybe?
No-ish Den Dining Room. I can't find the stupid thing. It's not called Gnomish. I don't know where it is. It's a thingy! You can use on people to revive them. It's not the secret of death. Because that's a feigned deather. Yep, feigned death. Now let's try Gibbler. Giggier, giggier, giggier.
Gigger, Gibbler, Goblin. You are horrible at names.
Nope. It's not underneath that either. Damn. Alright, Den Mom site. Off I go, because I never can remember. Let's see if I can find it that way. Usually I can find everything real quick at Den Mom's.
Are you saying Den Mom's easy?
Just her site.
Okay. Yay, more status. How much second?
Don't know.
More than enough. More than enough. Now I'm going to go move. And I'll decorate tonight. Then I'll have to have you make stuff. Or Krima make stuff.
Oh boy.
I'm being asked to make a public service announcement.
Mm-hmm.
This is a public service announcement by the Ixars of your... Where the hell are eggs from? Syphilis. Gazern wants us all to remember the dangers of scale rot. Beware of strange smelling liquids and anything made from fishmen. Beware the dangers of scale rot. Okay. Well, you know what? I think we need to actually write skits instead of just trying to make them up off the fly like that.
Okay. This is the thingy.
The thingy? You found the thingy?
Yeah, but it don't work.
The thingy.
I can't get it to work. Is there anything higher than that one?
It's not my fault you can't get your thingy to work.
I can't get my thingy to work. See? I've tried to use that before and it never works.
Frayed heart thingamabob. So you have to have tinkering over 120 to actually use it, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, I can't get my thingy to go.
I
don't know if
no
there's
idea,
anything higher than that one. I think that's it.
I just received a random tell by a lovely young lady who says that she can get our thingies to work.
Really? Yeah, because I'd like to know what I'm doing wrong.
I don't know.
There used to be something called the Gnomish
thingy?
Heart paddles or something, but I don't see them anymore, and I didn't find them in any of my books.
I see. Well, I don't know, hon. Okay, that's got to be one of the more bizarre names I think I've ever seen. Dinkin Flicka. Dinkin Flicka. Interesting. I like the artwork he's wearing. What is that? Spect.
I know. It has a 25% chance of success. But I thought there was a higher up one, but I don't know what happened to it.
Well, I don't know.
I roll poor. Well, fine. Go pull a piggy. HUD's telling me I roll poor.
That's how she rolls, man.
But don't pull too many piggies.
Lyra's defibrillator. Defibrillator.
Well, I should have that. Let me try to fight off a piggy and look up a recipe at the same time.
You gotta admit, at least they give you something for all that BS, you know, to level up in tinkering. You know?
Like cows?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've made that one. But I've still never been able to get it to work.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, hon. I mean, you have to be dead to use it, right?
No, you have to have somebody dead to use it.
Oh, that's on somebody else.
Right.
Oh, I thought you meant that was a thing that you could res yourself with. Well, I don't know, hon. Can't be cast during combat. Resurrects with 10% health. And resurrects target with 50% health with a 50% chance.
Right.
So there's a 50% chance that it will fail? Is that what it's saying?
Yeah, but I don't see anything happening. I don't know if it failed or if it worked. I cast it and poof. Nothing. No indication if it failed or if it worked. And the person didn't click it. I don't know. I'll have to make another one and dink with it some more. So, would you mind dying for me so we could try it?
Asha is telling me that there is a 50% chance of it for failing. And she's saying if it didn't work, then it failed. Perhaps if you keep doing it, you'll barbecue his heart. But yeah, she's saying here that if it fails, nothing happens. So, well, you failed. So there's a 50-50 shot, work or not work. So there you go.
Yeah, Roane feigned death out here, and even when you die on your horse dies on top of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Adding insult to injury, or injury to insult, as the case may be.
All I see is her horse. I don't even see her. She's buried underneath the horse at the moment.
It's like, feign death. Ah, get off! I'm really dead now. Ugh.
Try it with one of these flaming horsies that...
I know nothing. I used
the
to know
death
stuff.
Death charger whistle. Try it with a death charger on you. That's a lot of horse.
There. Now I have a house. 5 Illiracy Lane.
That sounds like my old place. Or
No. It's across the street. It would be Xanadi's old place. So, just on the corner. Asha just sent me a tell. Oh my god, you said my name on the air.
How about congratulate the group that just got Stormfire? At one point in time, getting Stormfire from Stormhold was a big deal. Silvermace just picked up theirs.
Yep, Santania.
Santania.
And Urson. Just got through Stormfire. Congratulations.
No, yeah, one time that was a well-coveted bow.
Mm-hmm. I remember having Stormfire.
Me too.
Well,
to get it, too.
We have a ding. Gazern from the Antonia Vale server just hit level 74. So congratulations, Gazern. Am I pronouncing that right, Gazern, or is it just Gazern or something? I don't know. But I pronounce it Gazern. But there's your
name. Like
ding.
In Gazoon, Gazern Tyke?
He's the great Gazoo.
No, the great Gazern.
Turkey launcher.
I have a cow. I can make cow launchers, but I don't have one on me right now.
Are you saying it's time for the cowapult? Who shall we launch at this week? I think we need to launch at Brenlo.
Why?
Just because.
Everybody's picking on him lately.
Of course. He's the new producer of EverQuest. Or EverQuest 2, I should say.
So you have to pick on him to make him feel...
We have to knock him down a few pegs. So in all honesty, we want to say congratulations to Alan Brenlo Crosby on his new position. And who was it that took his place? Can't think of the name off the top of my head.
Oh, God. Why do you do this to me when I'm kind of half done with things going? Because I could tell you who.
Maybe Domino can tell us. Domino, who took over Brenlo's old job? I can't think of his name off the top of my head, and it's probably going to take me, half an hour to find it on the forums.
No, I have it. I just got to look through my Twitter real quick.
You Twitter? Or are you talking about Facebook?
No, Twitters.
God, Twitter.
Twitter and Facebook and...
I really just...
Grieblin.
Well, congratulations to Grieblin.
Which is Rich Snipemill? I'm not going to say his last name. I will slaughter it, but his first name is Rich.
Okay, well, congratulations. He is... Now, his title is what now? Head of Community Relations?
He's whatever Brenlo was.
Yeah, I believe that's Head of Global Community Relations for Sony Online Entertainment. Which means he's not actually assigned to a specific game, but it's Sony Online Entertainment as a whole. So he oversees the community relations for all the games. So that's very cool. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to Ellen Brenlo Crosby for being promoted to producer of EverQuest 2.
Now, the reason I run TweetDeck, really.
TweetDeck.
It's a little app, a little program you can run that, brings all your tweets to you. And
I just have a
you
problem
can set
with...
up. You can set up tweet to tweet and put it to your Facebook. That's why a lot of the posts you see on Facebook from people we know are really from their tweets.
I just have a problem, really, with people who have to post what they're doing every 5 minutes. I don't care that you just got on the bus. I don't care that you're taking a piss. I really don't care. I don't need to hear it.
These people aren't doing that.
I mean, on Facebook, I update my status maybe once every 3 days nowadays. But just to be funny, who was it? I think it was Leone from Sony from Online Gaming Radio, or maybe it was even Domino. I'm not sure, but I think it was Leone on her Facebook. I posted for like 10 minutes every minute as a response because she had mentioned that she couldn't get to Facebook or something like that. Or her computer was going down or whatever, and she couldn't post her status and blah blah blah. So I replied back every minute for 10 minutes, going, "Wow, I hope you're okay. Been a while since I've heard from you. Are you doing all right now?"
Okay, I'm being asked a question. If you go to, what was it, in the Facebook settings, account settings. Well, this may take me a minute. I know that there's a place in settings, either in Twitter or Facebook itself, where if you can tie the two of them together. I'm just not sure which settings I need to go look at.
Couldn't tell you. I know nothing.
But I just know that you can. You can set your Twitter to, let's see, notices. Devices?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy.
I seem to think you'd have to do it from Facebook, but you need a Twitter account. Linked accounts. There we go. Yep. Okay. So if you go into your Facebook under settings, and you go down to linked accounts, you should be able to link it there, I believe. Possibly. Maybe not.
I don't know.
There has to be a way of doing it.
There must be.
I've just never done it.
There must be! I must be Twitter!
But I run Twitter because some people don't have it linked to their Facebook, so... And if I want to make a snide comment, I have to go Twitter directly. But I don't run Twitter off my phone. I run it off the net.
Nice.
Because I think you'd kill me if I had that many text messages come in.
At that point, I would be willing to pay the additional $14 for unlimited texting.
Well, when we go to Fanfare, you may want to have a Twitter account, and you may want to be following SOE Fanfare. Because anything that comes up at Fanfare, they're going to Twitter it. And if you've got a Twitter account and you've got it tied into your phone, you will get a text message when they Twitter. Okay? Twitter baited. Yep.
Twitter baited.
The problem is, if you get a lot of people following you and you're following them, then every time anybody Twitters, you get it too.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You know, we still have to come up with a contest.
You,
I can't. I'm drawing.
Have you gotten any buttons yet, or are you going to do the buttons, or what?
What buttons?
Jethel's girl buttons.
I'm ordering them this week.
Okay, well that would be the contest. You come up, give Jethel a kiss. He'll give you a Jethel girl button.
How's that? Jethel's girls. Well, those buttons were originally going to be just for the girls that pose nude for the Maiden's Fancy. But you know what? I know for a fact that some of those girls that have posed are actually guys. So I think that would be a really odd button for a guy to wear. I'm one of Jethel's girls.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the Maiden's Fancy is back up and working, folks.
Well, you're going to be bringing the CDs, right?
Yes, I'm going to be burning 24 CDs. And I'm going to start working on that after the show's done tonight, or maybe even tomorrow. But one of the things I got to work on at home, because I simply don't have the graphics capability at the store, is I got to design my CD labels. G- Got to make something special for the 10th anniversary of EverQuest, you know. So, but yeah, like I was saying, the Maniac Fantasy is up. I've actually created a fan gallery. If you have a nude picture...
I have an idea.
You know you're interrupting me again.
I know I am.
Well, too bad. I do actually have a fan gallery now where people, you know, if you've created your own nude photo of your character, either drawn it or whatever, you can go ahead and upload it to the gallery. Yeah, it's right there. I've actually gotten a few submissions already. There's actually a Kara nude called Felenity. I actually contacted Felenity. I found her. I'm not going to say what server she's on or anything like that, but we have Felenity there. The picture was made and submitted by her husband. She had no idea that he had shared it with anyone. Which I thought was what I thought was really freaking funny. She had no idea that he shared this picture with anyone. He used Photoshop and made a nude picture of her, Kara Monk.
Oh boy!
It came out nice, actually. It came out very nice. He put a lot of work into it.
So you want my idea?
One second, actually. I'm getting a couple of tells here about the Maiden's Fancy. Maiden's Fancy is nude, not X. Not X. So, as long as there's no actual sex involved, fine. So, that's that. So, that's the answer to a couple of questions I just got for submitting photos. Or not photos. You're not going to take a photograph of your hair today. Hey, I have a real Bertong guy. Here he is.
And he's shaved.
And smeared with peanut butter. Anyway.
Are you ready for my idea now?
Sure.
Okay.
By the way, do you have Winamp going?
Yeah, sort of.
That could be why you're wavering. You got a lot of streaming going on there.
All right, I just killed it. How's that?
All right. Is it better? Anyway, go on. What is your idea?
Well, this is something we haven't done in a while, and I know you haven't had any in a bit. So what happens if a person comes up and gives you an idea for another Real Men of Norath? And if it's really good, they get a CD.
Well, I'm going to be bringing 24 CDs. I'm not going to... I'll tell you what, I'll if someone comes up to me with a Real Men of Norath
idea
that I use, then, you know, we still have a box full of t-shirts, stickers, you know, stuff like that that we can give away. I'll be more than happy to give them a t-shirt or something like that. We need something big, though. We have those prepaid game cards. I want something big. What I really would like to do is think of some kind of a contest where we can give away an entire year of EverQuest. EverQuest 2, that is. An entire year. Because that's how many that we have in the free playing cards. Or we can stretch it out to the three month. But I don't know. I just thought it'd be a nice idea. We just got to think of something, though. Because I'm not just going to give those away. And once again, I want to thank Ashlane and the folks from the customer service team for sending me the for sending me that nice box of swag. Thank you very much. We didn't do a we didn't even prepare for a Cheez-It Nibble Buns thing this week, so we'll definitely do something next week.
We'll have to take them someplace really good.
Yeah. And of course, next week is the week before Fanfare.
Yeah. And that would be the day before Fanfare, wasn't it?
No, next week is the 16th.
We still have two more shows, don't we?
Well, I don't think we're going to do one on the 23rd. We're just going to be too busy getting ready for Fanfare. Because we're going to be leaving the morning of the next morning.
I mean, we still get to probably do a show, huh? It's only 2 hours.
We'll see.
We'll probably have everything ready to go by then, sitting around going, well...
What the hell are you doing?
Patting my tummy.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, HUD came up with an idea, write an original parody, but then now you're just stepping on my toes. maybe an idea for a parody, and if I use it, but I don't know. We'll see.
You know, I don't have them come up and tell you a joke if they can make you laugh.
I actually have a decent sense of humor, and I would laugh, so that's not really a contest.
Oh, God. Darn, huh?
Okay. First female character to come up and slip me the tongue. No. No.
Up.
Hmm?
What? I just saw some piggies run by. Who's taking piggies?
I didn't do it. I'm in my new
house. Betty took our piggies.
I'm in my new house.
Empty new house.
Empty new house with a moving crate.
Well, I'll just make a list for Crema.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say screw my ambition of getting a house in every city. And I'm just going to go clean out those houses and use the stuff to either sell to buy new stuff for this house or just use the stuff in general. No, we're not going to play Stump the Jethel because, you know, we already have Who's Smarter Than the Delmon and then Stump the Brenlow. You're not going to... No, Masu.
What?
He's like, well, one of the female characters played by a man in real life. No, you're not slipping me the tongue.
Unless you're really cute.
Oh, well.
They could come up and smear peanut butter on you.
Nah, I don't think so. No. Wait a minute, Hutt is saying you killed Den Mother?
Well, no, it's a piggy, named piggy up here.
You killed Den Mom!
It's a named piggy!
No! Oh, you want to hear something funny?
What?
I know you don't watch the Stephen Colbert show.
I do sometimes.
The Colbert Report. Well, he broadcast this week from Iraq. He's in Baghdad.
Yes.
And they got talking, you know, they did a skit where he went through, you know, one day of basic training. They made a skit out of it and stuff. And, you know, he has like this loofah sponge that's like a cow. And the drill sergeant's like, what is this? It's like, well, that's an exfoliating sponge, sir. Yeah, and stuff like
that. Shaped like a cow.
Shaped like a little stuffed cow. But anyway, they get done running his thing, and the general of Camp Victory, where he was at, was there interviewing him and stuff, and the general was like, well, you know, there's one thing that you didn't do as part of his basic training, and that would be shaving your head.
Yeah, they shaved.
And, you know, he's like, oh, nope, if I shave my head, America would lose faith in me, and stuff like that, so I'm keeping my hair for America. And then you start hearing static and stuff like that. All of a sudden, the giant monitor next to him comes up, and it's Barack Obama. He had Barack come on live via satellite. As a presidential order, shave that man's head! He gave a presidential order to the general of the camp to shave Stephen Colbert's head. They had to do it. That's just funny.
That is funny.
That is very funny. See here. Public access level 30. Doesn't matter. Allow people to come into my house here.
There's two new things out about free roams. I know you don't like free roams. They did announce that they're looking into, or they are working on guilds and guild buildings, I guess, for free roams and player housing for free roams.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Yes.
Is that cool. So?
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy had none.
You're weird.
Piggies!
Alright, you know what? With that, that's the end of the show, folks. It's 9 o'clock. You want to give any shout-outs, hon?
To everybody that knows me. Hi!
Okay, then. Katrina's telling me that she quit Free Realms. They put in Global, and it's turned into World of Warcraft.
Global what?
I'm not sure. What do you mean by global, Katrina? Global what? But no, to answer Clorny, no, I'm sorry. We didn't do Cheez-It this week. Completely spaced out. We completely spaced out, and we didn't move him anywhere, and I don't think it's a good idea just to do where in Norrath. His cheese and nibble buns, and he's in North Freeport. And then North Kinos.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
So, not sure what Katrina means by putting in global. Global what? I'm not sure. A global chat. Global chat. What does she mean?
Well,
by
there's a trade chat and a looking for group chat and.
Okay. Like, don't see how that turns it into.
I don't see how that could be bad either.
Oh, people about complaining about their girlfriends and stuff. So she's basically it's turned into a spam fest. I think is what she's saying.
Well, then just don't go in it. That's
well,
okay.
You know, free realms, World of Warcraft. They're both children's games. I'm sorry.
You know, what was funny is I had one friend that I made in there. I'm pretty sure he's school age. Because I was saying I have to go to work and he's got to go to school. So, oh, yeah, he's probably school age. Was telling me that Snowy Hill has turned into the Love Fest area.
Oh, really?
I guess kids are looking to make boyfriend or girlfriend with other kids up there.
Hmm.
Yeah. I was like, huh? These
That's
are things
weird.
I don't notice.
Huh, that's weird. I'm being told that my house is not listed on the door, and it's not. And I did set my public access level. Maybe it's just not refreshed on the server yet.
Maybe because you just bought it? Oh, don't go into the land of the lost either. That theme song is still in my friggin' head from the other night on Chiller.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition, and the greatest earthquake ever known. On the rapids, they lost their tiny raft. Ah! Send them down 1,000 feet below to the land of the lost. Anyway.
Chiller did a marathon showing of the old Land of the Lost shows.
Now, the original Land of the Lost, I thought was nice. I thought the original Land of the Lost was good. Now, when they swapped out the father for the uncle, it went to hell.
It went weird.
It was, they jumped the shark. Yeah, they really jumped the shark on that one. You know, it's kind of like Cousin Oliver coming in on the Brady Bunch. And, you know, and Richie leaving Happy Days.
But I can't get that theme song out of my head. And Lyra wants to has an announcement, but it's either going to be that Frostfeld is 6 months away or that it's 1 year from another festival or Unity. But go ahead, Lyra. Yeah. Well, how much do you want? Who wants to make their bets?
Oh, there's. I'm going to put that nom nom song at the beginning.
That is good.
Nom 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 nom.
Lyra, if you don't hurry up, we're going. Yep, only 12 months until the Festival of Unity. I knew this was coming.
12 months until the Festival of Unity, folks. What is it? 6 months until the Festival of Discord? Something like that?
October. I think I want to go to that one this time.
I do, actually. I want to go to it to check it out. I heard some nice things. Perhaps, we will broadcast live from the Festival of Chaos or Discord, whatever it is.
Perhaps.
Why not? We'll give it a shot. Unless, of course, you know, they try to kidnap me and torture me. They're going to play a little game where you shoot a... where you fire a baseball at a target... and instead of me dropping into a tank of water, it hangs me. I can see them doing that crap. All right. Okay, so any specific shout-outs, or you're just going to leave it at whatever?
Just hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody! I want to give a shout out to Lexander and the folks at who are these people? I can't pronounce Terthalian, something like that.
You have problems. I don't feel so bad.
Terthalian, I believe, is the name of the guild. We looked him up real quick. EQ2Players.com, folks, that's where you can look up people's names and see what they got.
The only other thing I wanted to add was that the Sony Podcast 64 is out. Go listen to it.
Yep, you had already mentioned that one, actually.
I know, but I want to remind people to go do it.
Because
we've had attention for the last 2 hours, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we're going to give a shout-out to the guild Terthalian on the Antonia Bale server. I met a few of them while during the Festival of Unity, and we spent some time in the hot tub playing quests and capers. And good folks, Alexander there, and God, I'm looking down on the list here because I can't pronounce any of their names. Valorin, and trying to find her name.
And people are always welcome to send us emails or shout outs that they'd like, or
Devolnu.
Things or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Devolnu. We actually ended up in their guild hall one night after the festival, and Devolnu and Valorin did a duet. You know, they have a stage set up in their guild hall, and they did a duet, and they timed it out perfectly with hotkeys and stuff, and one took a verse and another took a verse and another one. It was really nice, actually. They sang love songs together.
That's sweet.
They sang love songs. And for some reason, my name's not showing up on the house list. Access. Going to access. I put the public access to visitor.
Have you been outside since you bought it?
Yes. I'm going to go outside again. Going to access. I'm going to go outside again. And can you see your own name on the thing?
No.
Oh, you shouldn't be able to see your own name?
I've never been able to see my own name. You want me to come look?
Yeah, why don't you come look at this, because I don't know.
Okay.
And while you're coming over here to take a look, we will just say that it would be really nice to have player housing in the guild halls. Maybe a one-room thing would be nice.
Why? We have the ability to jump to your own house.
Oh, sure. You were all for it last week. Visit?
Some way to visit someone's house, yeah, I could see, but I don't know how they would be able to tie it in. That would be, I think, a coding nightmare.
Oh, it would just be an instance. You have your own instance, basically.
I know, but it's
instance. I don't think it would be a coding nightmare. It would just be like the door in front of my house.
Well, that door in front of your house is tied to those specific instances, and you're tied to that. That's why you're able to use the other door, I mean, the thing from the guild hall to your housing. So they would have to probably, I don't know, they have to put each door in from all the different houses?
No, you're not tied to the specific door. It would be just like having a house. You know, just like looking at the front of my house. You put one of those doors there. The only limit on it is the only people that can create a house or a room, as the case may be, would be people with that guild name. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know. My public access is visitor. She says that she can't get in. I don't know.
I'm coming to look.
I don't know what the deal is. Domino says, maybe they have a horrific phobia of gelatinous cubes.
Good possibility.
They have a horrific phobia of gelatinous cubes and therefore unable to leave the community lounge. Nice.
Break out the spoons.
Spoon.
Okay, we're 10 over. You know that?
What's that?
We're 10 over.
Eh, whatever. Whatever, man. Whatever. I'm waiting to see if you can see this here.
I'm coming.
Maybe I need to place something in the house. I don't know.
You have your moving box in there.
Yeah, true. Maybe the server's just slow to refresh the list. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and start the closing music.
I'm coming. My Jesus, I can only zone so fast.
You must be faster, woman!
Can't poke the hamsters. They're running their little hearts out right now trying to get me over there. Make me take my scissors to you. Okay, I'm running down the road right now.
He's running down the road.
61% run speed, so I'll be there like in 2 seconds.
Yep, I see you.
Ugh. Okay. Zoof.
Now let's see if you can see my name on the house.
Visit. Yes, I do.
Okay.
There's only three JEs.
Okay, she says that she can see it now, so it probably just took a while on the server.
I had to come shake the door, and now it works. Yay me!
Woo! Elkin fixes everything, baby. Alright, folks, that's the end of the show for this week. So, remember, tattered bathing suits and bikinis for our naked characters. I've given up on the, you know, make them nude type of thing. I know you're not going to do it. So I'm just going to stop that one. But, you know, maybe something more revealing. I really do think it's a shame that you can have full body tattoos, but you can't see them. I mean, I know that Jethel's tattoos extend up his legs.
So you need shorts.
But you can't see them because there are no pants that reveal the man's legs, the male legs. I mean, there are dresses for the girls. But no, I don't want a dress for the guys. Maybe a kilt for the men.
Shorts.
Maybe, yeah, I mean, yeah. With my luck, there'll be like little biker shorts. And, like,
barbarians don't even wear kilts anymore, do they?
Nope. Not yet. Anyway, that's the end of the show, folks. I'm going to go ahead and play some music here. I think we're going to start with the Nom Nom.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of Jelly Beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheese It, and my love, Elkwin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground. Nom, 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 nom.